Yes, I just can't stop playing that song. I love it. I absolutely love it since I got it last week from Dave, the promoter, Christy Cox, who joins me now live on the telephone from Nashville, Tennessee. Good evening, Christy.
Good afternoon.
Well, it's afternoon. It's afternoon over there, isn't it? Yes. It's what? It's about 2:15 in the afternoon over in Nashville, right?
It is at the moment, yes.
Right,
yeah.
We have a slight delay on the phone line, but of course we are travelling a couple of thousand miles across to talk to you. Christy, you're a name that would not be too familiar with listeners here on Radio Kerry, or indeed in Ireland, but that's about to change very, very soon as you're touring Ireland next week, I believe.
Yeah, we land in on Friday, so I'm extremely excited. I haven't been to Ireland, and it's been on my bucket list since I was a little girl. I've got family, obviously. My mum was born in England, and I've got family from all over Ireland, Wales, and England. So I'm really, really excited to head to Ireland. I can't wait. I kind of wish I was there right now.
Okay. Now, just to explain to our listeners, you're actually Australian, am I right?
I am, yes. Yeah, I'm a true blue Aussie. I've lived in Nashville for coming up 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in June. I'm Australian, yeah.
But you don't come across at all as Australian in your vocals. You sound like a genuine American bluegrass country singer, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is, actually.
Might be something to do with the production, you never know. Christy,
well, yeah,
the interesting part for us here in Radio Kerry is that you're playing two shows in our lovely county of Kerry here next week. On Tuesday night, you are in St. James' Church in Dingle on the Dingle Peninsula, and on Wednesday night, the 15th, you are in Listowel, which is just 9 miles from my hometown of Ballybunion, in St. John's Church. Are you looking forward to seeing County Kerry?
I certainly am. I've actually heard a lot about Dingle, so I'm very, very excited to come to Kerry County and do two shows. And yeah, everything I've heard about all of Ireland, especially your area, has been amazing. So we're really looking forward to those shows.
And tell us, what can we expect for somebody who goes going to the show? Have you a big band with you?
Yeah, we've got our full 6-piece band with us. So it'll be myself and 5 others. We've actually got a banjo player, Tabitha, who's from Ireland. She's going to be joining us for the tour, which we're extremely excited about. So you'll expect to hear some bluegrass and also some country. My husband, Travis List, is, I might be biased, but I think he's one of the best country singers I've ever heard, and he's going to be joining us, to sing a few songs at the show as well. So we're very excited. Yeah.
I've heard a duet. I'm wondering if you'll be doing it with Travis in the shows here in Ireland. I've got one of those too. It's a lovely, lovely song.
It is. Yes, it is in the set. We are planning to do it. So
wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be putting my country hat on for one song.
Well, that's it. You're a very, very versatile artist. I mean, Ricochet is pure absolute bluegrass, and earlier on in the show this evening I played Daddy Doesn't Pray Anymore, and I think that's a wonderful song as well.
Yeah, that's a Chris Stapleton wrote that song.
Was it Chris Stapleton?
Incredible writer.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an incredible writer, and obviously he was big in the bluegrass world before he took the country world by storm. So I love that song.
Well, of course, Chris would be very familiar to listeners on this show because Tennessee Whiskey, of course, was a huge, huge song for Chris Stapleton, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, huge. Definitely.
So you're settled into life in Nashville and you've married Travis List. He's an American, I presume?
No, he's actually Australian.
Oh, is he Australian as well? Oh.
Yeah, I came all the way to America to marry somebody who's actually from my hometown.
He's from your hometown in Australia. That's incredible. That is incredible. Because he sounds American on vocals as well.
He does, but he's lived in Nashville for coming on 14 years.
I actually googled Travis this evening before we spoke, and he was described in one website that I came across as an American honky-tonk singer. That's why I thought he was an American. It doesn't mention that he's Australian.
He definitely... He definitely sounds American.
Okay. Listen, Christy, I'm told by Dave, your promoter, that tickets are available in advance from St. James's Church and St. John's Church in Listowel. Are they available on the door both nights as well? So what time will you be on stage, do you know?
I believe it's around 7:30, I think. I'm going to be taking it one day at a time when I get there. So.
Okay.
But we're really excited. Most of the shows, I believe, the doors open at 7.
Right.
I think that's the case for those two. I was just looking up them up just before we got on the phone here. So, but all of the information's on the My Grass is Blue website, their Facebook page, which is the promoters. They've done an incredible job, and I couldn't be doing this tour without them. That's for sure. And also, all of the details are on my website and my Facebook page as well.
Wonderful. Now, they are the two Kerry venues, especially in Dingle and Listowel. They're two very intimate venues. They're two churches, or what were churches. And you'll be right, almost within touching distance of the audience, which is indeed very, very nice.
That they're my favourite kind of venues. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's wonderful. Dave has actually invited me to come along to the show in Listowel, but I will actually be on air this time next week when you are on stage in Listowel. But I will be coming home by Listowel, and I might just pop in and say hi to you when the gig is over.
Please do. I would love to meet you.
And likewise. Christy, the very best of luck, and to you and to Travis and to your band, and a safe flight. You land on Friday in Shannon, is it, or Dublin?
Dublin.
You land in Dublin. Okay, and you have a few more gigs around the country as well?
Yes, I think we've got 9 altogether.
Nine altogether.
So we'll be, hitting the road on Saturday.
Wonderful.
We're looking forward to travelling around your beautiful country.
Thank you very much indeed. Listen, it was lovely to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting you next Wednesday night. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Christy. Bye-bye.